Hello. We are reading in the introduction to the Book of Zohar in the writings of Bala Sulam, Volume 1, page 116, item 33. Keep watching the lesson on CAP TV and send your questions there. We'll ask selected questions.
It's good to us that this introduction is not something you can swallow all at once. It's all-inclusive. It's very serious. It's not called the introduction to the Book of Zohar for nothing. Baal Salam tried to put everything into it, the entire essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah from the perspective of a person. He opens it up and we'll try to repeat it. But for the time being, you know, for our initial acquaintance, it's enough. We can continue.
Writings of Bala Sulam, Volume 1, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, page 116, item 33. Now remains a clarification of the sixth inquiry, which is the words of our sages who said that all the worlds, upper and lower, were created only for man. It seems very peculiar that for man, whose worth is but a wisp compared to the reality before us in this world, much less compared to the upper spiritual worlds, the Creator would go to all the trouble of creating all these for him. And even more peculiar is what would man need all these vast spiritual worlds for? You should know that any contentment of our Maker from bestowing upon his creatures depends on the extent that the creatures feel him, that he is the giver and he is the one who delights them. Then he takes great pleasure in them as a father playing with his beloved son, to the extent that the son feels and recognizes the greatness and exaltedness of his father. And his father shows him all the treasures he had prepared for him, as it is written, Ephraim, my darling son, is he a child of joy? For whenever I speak of him, I do remember him still. Hence, my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. Observe these words carefully, and you can come to know the great delights of the Lord with those whole ones who have been granted feeling him and recognizing his greatness in all those manners he has prepared for them, until they are like a father with his children, with his darling son, like a father with his child of joy. We need not continue about this, for it is enough for us to know that for this contentment and delight with those whole ones, it was worth his while to create all the worlds, higher and lower alike.
Ken.
Yes.
So,
briefly, the whole world is for us, created for us to correct ourselves. By that, we will see the world in according to our corrections. The world will be corrected. The world is what is depicted in us according to our qualities. That's why, as much as we work on correcting ourselves, that means that we're correcting the world. And in this way, we need to advance, not to think of anything else except for our correction. Our correction means that I'm connecting with the 10, from the 10 to humanity, and I want everybody to receive, in my eyes, the complete whole form. Not that I agree with everything there is and say it's perfect, but I have to bring myself to such a correction that I will be perfect, and I will be able to call the world in a way that it's whole. That's it. Kiev.
Да, вот я, как вы сказали, соединяюсь с десяткой, там растворяюсь в ней и.
As you said, I connect to the ten, I dissolve into it, I try to find the creator there inside, deeply, and to bestow upon him. So, what does it mean? These amusements, he's gonna, these things, he's gonna play with us in the ten.
The Creator is playing with you now. The fact that you feel all kinds of changes in your life, it's all Him doing. There's none else besides Him. That's why our whole life is a theater, a game, that we need to find the main powers, the main force that organizes everything. That's it. If a person relates to reality in such a way that it's built in a way to bring it to corrections, so he starts feeling in this reality that same force that is activating everything, that is working him, working the reality that is depicted in him, and that's how he advances. Rechovot.
There are two things said here. One is verbally when you say that we were created to correct ourselves, and gradually we'll see what we'll see. On the other hand, the text says that it was worthwhile for the Creator to create all the created beings so that He can have the pleasures with these complete beings. And I think these two things contradict.
Yeah, contradict. Of course it contradicts. Until we correct ourselves, everything will contradict more and more.
So what's the purpose of creation?
That you will reach Dvikut with Him.
Thank you.
But the contradiction, that's right. It is there, and it expands and grows to such an extent that you can't complete it in any way. And gradually, it comes to corrections. Santiago.
Ma, ain't she la?
What, no questions? Why was it up there?
Latin 2.
Disculpe. Rab, ¿cómo la anciana puede cuidadosamente examinar estas palabras y aprender de todos los placeres que el Creador tiene?
How can a ten carefully examine these words and learn from everything that the Creator has prepared for it? Esteban is asking, how can the ten measure these words, test them, examine them, and carefully learn what the Creator has prepared for it?
We, every day, are getting new discernments that this is how we're observing the world, whether this way or that way. Each one in the ten, like, turns and turns and revolves compared to the others. And we think it's us. It's not us. It's the Creator turning us around, turning and turning and turning and turning. And we need from this new state of each and every one in the ten to find ourselves connected together every time as one man and one heart. As much as we can to advance towards that. We advance every ten somehow, reach that middle point, that equal point. That's it. So we're done with that correction. And then the Creator turns us around again, each one in another way, another form. And again, we reach that new mutual place, and each time, again and again, and more and more. That's our work.
PT 12.
How much does a person work to see the greatness of the Creator? And what effort is required from a person in a group when he's feeling the greatness of the Creator?
Only from the group. Shamir, only the group. There's nothing else to do. Connect more and cause them correction. Doesn't matter what they say, doesn't matter the way they respond. Don't be despaired from there. It only seems like that to you, that they're like that. You never see them in a true way. The main thing is try and cause them connection. That's it. Above everything.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Hello, Rav. Thank you. So if we need to correct ourselves, and do we see and feel the result of our corrections through the 10 and everything that surrounds us, since everything is a reflection of what is inside?
Yeah, you could say that. PT 26.
On the one hand, we learn about the system of laws, of absolute rules like physics. On the other hand, we find in Kabbalist texts descriptions of father and son. Can you explain the gap between the two?
I don't think there's a gap. I think it's the same thing. That's just how they explain things. And we have to understand that Kabbalah has a few languages. You can also not, you can, somebody can play music to you or draw a picture that doesn't have to be in words. Use some colors. It all depends how they want to give you their inspiration. Okay? Moshe, next.
So we're continuing in item 34. To prepare his creatures to attain the aforementioned exalted degree, the Creator wanted to do it by an order of four degrees that evolve from one another, called still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. These are, in fact, the four phases of the will to receive, by which the upper worlds are divided. For although the majority of the desire is in the fourth phase of the will to receive, it is impossible for the fourth phase to appear at once, but by its preceding three phases, in which and through which it gradually develops and appears until it is fully completed in the form of phase four.
Again,
to prepare his creatures to attain the aforementioned exalted degree, the Creator wanted to do it by an order of four degrees that evolve from one another, called still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. These are, in fact, the four phases of the will to receive, by which the upper worlds are divided. For although the majority of the desire is in the fourth phase of the will to receive, it is impossible for the fourth phase to appear at once, but by its preceding three phases, in which and through which it gradually develops and appears until it is fully completed in the form of phase four.
Questions? Haifa 3.
I wanted to ask, in a state that there is no balance in the 10, or there are envy, hatred, and quarrels, can you still draw the light?
Of course. I'd say even this, that if there's balance, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing to do. all of our actions comes from the lack of perfection. From that, you reach some kind of form of perfection. At least you try. And then we do something, and against that, there's always an addition. But if everything's okay, so there's nothing, there's no benefit.
Can we say that if there is no joy, there is no bestowal?
That's true too. It's true too, because happiness is a sign that you're justifying the Creator, and not that you're doing it like a slave from being coerced for it.
Thank you.
PT 22.
What do you mean that the fourth phase cannot be revealed all at once? Where can it be revealed, and what does it mean?
The will to receive can be revealed all at once, because it's being revealed towards that one carrying the will to receive. And we can at once accept it, understand it, know it to its depth, but gradually, like children, you see how a child grows. What does he know? What does he feel? So it's a bit more and more and more every day, until he knows the world, until he starts speaking and understanding and entering some kind of interaction with the environment and so on. How could it be otherwise? We are speaking about our world, that even a little tiny beast, and as much as it's more developed, there's more of a difficulty to know the world. For children, it's the most difficult. There are some, as Bala Sulam says, that a calf, the day it's born, it gets on his legs and starts walking the second or third day after it's born. No problem. There's some animals that right away stand up and start walking right after birth. That's it, just in a second. Came out of his mother, starts walking. And he knows how to suckle, he knows how to do everything. A person doesn't know how to do anything. There's no instincts. He needs to reach everything through intellect scrutiny and emotional. Main thing is emotional, but the intellect also has to help. We have a problem. We, specifically because we're superior in development than all other creatures, so we are weak, we're flawed, and so on.
Tel Aviv
1.
Can we say that the Creator has sorrow because we don't see His greatness?
That what?
That the Creator is sorrowful because we don't see His greatness.
I don't understand the second half of your sentence. Can you speak good?
I'm asking if the Creator has sorrow.
But you said something else.
When you don't see His greatness.
So you have to learn how to speak. Otherwise, I'll miss out on your questions. You have to respect all the people that have to hear you, your question. You're not asking for yourself. You're asking so we will all be included in your question and get an answer. Everybody. So, once again, what's the question?
Forgive me, Raf. Does the Creator have sorrow when you don't see His greatness?
We, yes, learn that the Creator has sorrow because all of the pleasure, it's better to speak in the positive way, that the pleasure the Creator has is for us to know His greatness, His uniqueness, as much as His love is towards us and so on. That's all of the pleasure. I'm pressing on you so others also will know how they're supposed to ask. Florida.
Thank you. I wanted to say that now, specifically now, we perceive the world around us completely differently than when we came to the wisdom of a Kabbalah. in a more subtle, more careful way we relate to everything. How can we explain this?
When we reach the wisdom of Kabbalah and start knowing that specifically from this world we need to reach the upper world, so this world also gets important for us, importance. Because not that we disregard it, we understand as much as we're connected in it, and as much as we need these qualities to use them in order to uplift above them. But it's important for us because of that we grow. And someone who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't disregard anything, because it comes all from the Creator, and it's all to help a person rise to the degree of the Creator.
Focus group.
Well, focus group.
Rav, a question from a friend from Petach Tikva. Every day, my friend goes to sleep late, that's why he's late to the lessons, and he falls asleep.
I don't hear good what you're saying. Can you ask good? Please.
A question from a friend, Petach Tikva.
No, no. Everything's disconnecting. Change your mics, set them up, I don't know, if you want to be present in the lesson. That's it. Moshe, keep going.
Item 35. In phase 1 of the will to receive, called still, which is the initial manifestation of the will to receive in this corporeal world, there is but a collective force of movement for the whole of the still category. But no motion is apparent in its particular items. This is because the will to receive generates needs, and the needs generate sufficient movements to satisfy the need. Since there is only a small will to receive, it dominates only the whole of the category at once. But its power over the particular items is indistinguishable. Again, item 35. In phase 1 of the will to receive, called still, which is the initial manifestation of the will to receive in this corporeal world, there is but a collective force of movement for the whole of the still category. But no motion is apparent in its particular items. This is because the will to receive generates needs, and the needs generate sufficient movements to satisfy the need. Since there is only a small will to receive, it dominates only the whole of the category at once. But its power over the particular items is indistinguishable.
That's called the still will to receive. That actually, it's very simple. What's he say? In phase 1 of the will to receive, called still, which is the initial manifestation of the will to receive in this corporeal world, meaning, what we see in a minimal way, that is the still. It truly is still. That's what we call nature on the lowest degree. There is but a collective force of movement for the whole still category, meaning that it's all under some one motion. But no motion is apparent in its particular items. This is because it's not like one moves towards the other, meaning that changes in his desire towards the other, because it's all still, silence. This is because the will to receive generates needs, and the needs generate sufficient movements to satisfy the need, what it wants. Since there's only a small will to receive, caught still, it dominates only, it doesn't have a need but to sustain itself, to keep itself. That's it, no more. It dominates only on the whole of the category it wants. but its power over the particular items is indistinguishable. Somebody asking about this? Okay. Yeah? PT29.
What movement is there in the still?
That it just wants to sustain itself.
Why is that called motion?
Because it doesn't want to move and only wants to remain the way it is. It's also called motion because that's how we define it, towards its motion, that it's in zero motion.
Thank you.
That there are no changes in it. That there are no changes. That's why it's called still. From silence. That's its discernment towards the motion. That's why it's called still. It's still towards the motion. That's why we measure it in such a way. You can't otherwise. 36. The vegetative is added to it, which is phase 2 of the wall to receive, meaning it's more developed. Its measure is greater than in the still, and its will to receive dominates each and every one of its items, meaning that the will to receive is different from one detail to the next. Since each item has its own movement for itself, expanding to the length and to the width, and moving towards the sun. Also, the matter of eating, drinking, and secretion of waste is also apparent in each of them, each item. However, the sensation of freedom and individuality is still absent in them. That's called the vegetative. That in somewhat it's different than the still. It's not still anymore. It has changes on its own in each and every individual, every plant. But it's still very limited. And let's say it can change its place wherever it is, so it can suck from there, it can extract waste, it can change its directions according to day and night, sun, moon, and so on. But no more than that. Meaning, it still doesn't have a big desire to change its place in order to show its attitude towards the environment. It absorbs what it needs from the environment in its own place only, and that's it. Okay, Kiev.
Meyer.
Quick.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Раз, раз, раз.
Да.
Когда мы в десятке соединяемся с товарищами вместе.
When we connect to the friends in the ten together, with respect to the Creator, what does it mean to be vegetative? In this case,
this is you're starting to grow, but each one still from himself, still can't know the others. To clothe in the others, to connect to the others, but each one still lives in himself. That's called the vegetative.
And what is animate, or in the meantime?
Not yet. Mach VG2.
Как сделать потребность величия Творца необходимостью для жизни человека?
How can we have the need for the greatness of the Creator to be a necessity?
Constantly think about it. Friends. Chaverim.
Большое за это объяснение, но я все-таки задам, и извините, если не так, вопрос.
Still, I want to ask, and forgive me if the question is not correct. You're explaining now. What you're explaining now, is that related to our behavior?
Only in the group. To the others, I'm not paying attention. We have nothing to relate to other people out on the street. in the world because they have no ability to change themselves. So why should I speak to them? They, in my eyes, are like the still, just like stones. They don't have the ability to affect anything, as if they don't exist. Because they don't have an instrument, a means to change their state.
The truth is, I'm sorry, but it's such a profound subject and I can barely perceive what you're talking about. And for me, what you just explained is like a revolution for me of what I'm doing in the 10. If we can somehow talk a bit more about this subject or more frequently, because I don't really feel myself in the same levels. I don't see myself being there. I perceive myself.
I can't speak to you because there are a few more people here, you understand? That's not the way to talk. If you want, you need to speak about it in the 10, read Rabash articles of society, and I hope you'll find everything there. That's it. Don't think that you know everything. PT
25. These discernments that are spoken about here, the still vegetative, etc., is the feeling of the individual to the friends in the 10 or the 10 to the Creator?
No, man towards the 10. Towards the Creator can't still do anything. How can that be? Okay. Good, so?
Item 37. Atop that comes the animate category, which is phase 3 of the will to receive. Its measure is already completed to a great extent, for this will to receive already generates in each item a sensation of freedom and individuality, which is the life that is unique to each unit separately. Yet, they still lack the sensation of others, meaning they have no preparation to share others' pains or joys.
Meaning there already is something from the animate, but still cannot emotionally connect to the others. There is a special life of its own, completely. He's as if he's free to be on his own, but towards the others, still no force of connection. Okay? Latin 2.
Hola, Rob.
Hello, love. What is the meaning if each one in the 10 has the ability to change himself?
The ability to change himself to the extent that he wants to incorporate in a society, and he's willing to invest his powers in it. By that, he draws the light that reforms, that corrects him according to the society, that he can integrate in the society and by that change himself. It's impossible to do it in the degree of the still vegetative and animate. Soon we're going to see how it happens in the speaking level.
Ashdod. Kim.
Rav, can you explain again the difference between the vegetative to the animate?
Vegetative is not yet incorporated in the environment in no way. Animate is not connected to the environment in a way that it can change itself by the environment, but it already it develops itself by the environment, but it's not that it's capable of adapting itself to the environment.
Moscow. Moscow 1.
Получается, на уровнях неживой растительной животной я вообще не чувствую, товарищи, десятки.
So on the still vegetative and animate, I don't feel the friends in the ten. It's as if they don't exist.
No, you are in a ten. Are you in a ten?
Ken, Moscow 1.
Yeah, Moscow 1.
Moscow 1. Very well. That's it. So, you're in the tent, like all your friends. They're still in the degree of still vegetative or animate.
What does it mean to be in a tent on the still degree?
So read again what he says. We just read it. What does it mean to be still? Item 35. In phase one of the will to receive, called still, which is the initial manifestation of the will to receive in this corporeal world, there is but a collective force of movement for the whole of the still category. But no motion is apparent in its particular items. This is because the will to receive generates needs, and the needs generate sufficient movements to satisfy the need. Since there is only a small will to receive, it dominates, that's called still, the small will to receive. It dominates only the whole of the category at once, but its power over the particular items is indistinguishable. This means that either you're just simply there, out there in the world, like all these still things, or you're like in the group, but in a still level. What they do, you do. What they are, you are, like a baby with grown-ups. The vegetative, the next degree, is added to it, which is phase two of the will to receive. Its measure is greater than in the still, and its will to receive dominates each and every one of its items, since each item has its own movement, expanding to the length and to the width, and moving toward the sun, meaning the general bestowal, it feels it. Also, the matter of eating, drinking, and secretion of waste is also apparent in each item, meaning it's functioning by itself. You see that it's part of life. However, the sensation of freedom and individuality is still absent in them. Meaning, what does it lack? Now, we're talking not about the advantage, but the chisaron, what it misses. It doesn't have self-movement. And if it doesn't move on its own, it's not yet considered a created being. It's not under its own control. Meaning, to be a created being, you have to be free, to have a choice, to know how you choose, and how you work with an environment. Meaning, there are many conditions in order to express the freedom. Item 37. Atop that comes the animate category, which is phase 3 of the will to receive. Its measure is already completed to a great extent, for this will to receive already generates in each item a sensation of freedom and individuality, which is the life that is unique to each unit separately. Meaning each one has its own life. Yet, they still lack the sensation of others, meaning they have no preparation to share others' pains or joys. Meaning, its animate is still missing something. What does it miss? It's missing the integration with others, emotional, either pains or joys. But he doesn't have this integration. That's why he can't acquire. He can't acquire, can't absorb from others their desires. And this is why, what can he do? Can't develop, can't evolve. Because from where can he take, except for his own desire for life, sustaining himself? He doesn't have any ability to add more desires. Well, so what will he have? That's why it's unworthy of being a created being standing on its own right. Item 38. Above all comes the human species, which is phase 4 of the will to receive. It is the complete and final measure, and its will to receive includes the sensation of others as well. And if you wish to know the precise difference between phase 3 and the will of the will to receive, which is the enemy, and the fourth phase of the will to receive in man, I will tell you what the extra value is in man. It's that it feels others. It's not feeling others. It's not simply envy. Yeah, sometimes we see that one dog caught some piece of meat, the other dog is running, he wants it as well. It's not this feeling that you have in the level of vegetative or animate. Even plants have that. Each and every plant is looking for water and tries to steal it from others. We're not talking about that. We're talking about being envious of his qualities. And I want the same. That's why my desire and my evolution is unlimited. Because I want to acquire all the wisdom from everyone, all the different shapes from everyone, everything that exists. That's why I am worthy of being a created being. And if I don't have these desires, I'm still vegetative. Like children, as they grow. They grow, they go through all these shapes. We later learn about it in the wisdom of Kabbalah until the age of 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, one day, and then 20 and 70 years. We learn these things. Okay, so what else do you want from me?
Haifa 3.
Is the importance of dissemination our ability to change the status of the still?
The still?
The people that aren't even connected, like you said, they're not considered.
We want to change, well, you could say status, but we want to connect to ourselves, to connect to ourselves all those people who are not yet related to spirituality at all, to connect them somehow to us or to our method somehow, and by that they'll start getting through this nourishment, through the pipeline, we are the conduit. So they get some fulfillments through that. And that will open up new deficiencies for them, then they'll connect to us and we'll keep on going together.
Because what we read just explained the importance of dissemination that I couldn't see before.
Yes. Yes, you're correct. Yes. Well, let's move on, Moshe.
So we will read 38. Above all comes the human species, which is phase 4 of the will to receive. It is the complete and final measure, and its will to receive includes the sensation of others as well. And if you wish to know the precise difference between phase 3 of the will to receive, which is the animate, and the fourth phase of the will to receive in man, I will tell you that it is as the value of a single creature compared to the whole of reality. This is because the will to receive in the animate, which lacks the sensation of others, can only generate needs and desires to the extent that they are imprinted in that creature alone. But man, who can feel others too, becomes needy of everything that others have, too, and is thus filled with envy to acquire everything that others have. If he has 100, he wants 200. And so his needs forever multiply until he wishes to devour all that there is in the whole world.
Well, that's clear to us. Meaning envy, lust, and honor bring a person out of this world. Meaning because we have envy, we can advance. And if someone doesn't have envy, he can't advance. How important this thing is for a person to grow. We even tell our little children, look how strong he is, look how wise he is, what he's doing and how he's studying. We want to evoke envy in them, because without envy a person can't advance, otherwise he'll be a vegetable. Is this clear? Mark 3.
Mark 3.
I have a question about item 35. The still, compared to the 99%, just search for fulfillment in all kinds of other forms in order to reach stillness.
Yes.
Rav, how do we constantly feel that the 10 is like this whole thing I want to swallow in order to develop?
We should always stick to the texts of Bala Sulam and Rabash inside us. Always remember them and go over them and learn them. If you want to develop, you have to do that. Actually, to read and to hear as less as you can from other things, and to hear and absorb as much as you can from their texts. This is considered that you're drinking and eating what is required at least. That's it. Where are we now?
39.
Go ahead.
Now we have shown that the Creator's desired goal for the creation He had created is to bestow upon His creatures, so they would know His truthfulness and gratefulness, and receive all of the delight and pleasure He had prepared for them. In the measure described in the verse, Ephraim, my darling son, is he a child of joy? Thus, you clearly find that this purpose does not apply to the still and the great spheres such as the earth, the moon, or the sun, however luminous they may be, and not to the vegetative or the animate, for they lack the sensation of others, even among their own species. Therefore, how can the sensation of the godly and his bestowal apply to them? Humankind alone, having been prepared with the sensation of others of the same species who are similar to them, after working in Torah and Mitzvot, when they invert their will to receive to a desire to bestow and achieve equivalence of form with their Maker, they receive all the degrees that have been prepared for them in the upper worlds, called Neran Chai. By this, they become qualified to receive the purpose of the thought of creation. After all, the purpose of creation of all the worlds was for man alone.
Questions? Well, all we have is Tel Aviv 1. What's not clear?
What does it mean that a man wants to swallow everything?
Yes, when a person wants to swallow the whole world.
It's spiritual, corporeal, what?
Both corporeal and spiritual. Don't you see that some people around you don't want anything except for going on a beach? Some, like Elon Musk, want to go to outer space. Clear?
Yeah.
The greater the will to receive a person has, the more successful he is. Either in minus or in plus. But first of all, have the will to receive.
Ain.
No question?
Top. Ain, as ain.
Yes.
Okay.
So the entire will to receive has to be revealed in a person. He has to connect to the all 7.5 billion in order to make the first correction.
How can it be that a big will to receive would be revealed in a person if he doesn't connect to the others? So he'll grow relatively in his relative part in this world, but the big will to receive that we learned about is in spirituality. It's revealed in its exposed over big weight. But if it's in this world, so it's a will to receive of this world, it's almost nothing. It's not considered independent. It's not on the degree of Adam that resembles the Creator. He doesn't have those forces of bestowal yet. If he doesn't connect to others, there's nothing. Okay?
Asia.
I can't see in the definitions the difference between a regular person and a spiritual person that wants to adhere to the Creator and love. It's like it's mixed up between a regular person's qualities, according hatred and envy and all those aspirations. Love. It's in your head. If you read this a few times well, you'll see it all works out, and he writes very clear. Just we kind of speed through it, but just so you know that it's there. Mach VG2.
חסרונות חדשים. אבל מצד שני כתוב שאנחנו יורשים חסרונות של אחרים בעזרת הקנאה.
כן.
It says that we're acquiring deficiencies from other with envy.
אנחנו לא מוגבלים.
We're not limited. We reach the biggest deficiencies that can exist.
Moscow 6.
Раб, выходит, что каждый десятки индивидуалом становится, который обладает всей десяткой, и в итоге у каждого.
Rav, it turns out that the 10 is individual, one singular.
I don't know how to say it, but each one in the 10, he perceives everyone in the 10 as his personal sphirot, and each and everyone's personal sphirot connect between them, as we said yesterday, in such a network, like the webs of a spider. And that's how we advance. That's how we advance. That's it. All the rest we heard already. Moshe, maybe we can move on to our last part of the lesson.
Yeah, we'll go to the next part of the lesson and sing a song.
Chante.